Today, mortgage games people play. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to my latest post covering finance and property news with a distinctively Australian flavour. I wanted to talk today about something which has come up several times in recent conversations with my subscribers and followers, and it's to do with the duration of mortgages and how they change over time. And specifically, I had a couple of people send me notifications they'd received from their banks where they had shifted the term of the loan from 25 years to 30 years, which of course reduced the repayments on a monthly basis. And I had somebody else ask, is that something that we should be considering to help with the affordability of the mortgage? So to try and help answer that question, what I've done is to construct a spreadsheet. And that spreadsheet allows us to examine how mortgage repayments change if you change the duration of the loan. And very importantly and specifically, how does it impact the interest that's paid to the bank? Now, here we have a typical scenario. And for this particular piece of work, I've taken a $500,000 mortgage. I've assumed that the duration of the mortgage is 25 years and that the interest rate is 4%. And the calculation suggests that if you pay each month $2,650 or thereabouts, then you'll pay it off in that 25 years. And the total interest that you pay over the life of the loan will be $289,450. Now, this is just a rough approximation because I have decided to keep the interest rate fixed over the life of the mortgage and the repayments fixed for the life of the mortgage so that we can see what happens if we change the duration of the mortgage. Now, the particular viewer who sent me the information has had the mortgage switched from 25 years to 30 years. So we can see what happens to the profile if in fact that goes ahead. So now the duration of the mortgage is 30 years. The monthly repayments have dropped to $2,400. The term of the loan, of course, is longer. And the total interest paid now has gone up to $355,072. So you can see that the extra term, the extra 5 years, has generated a considerable amount of extra money for the bank. And in fact, I've built this model so that I can look at other terms as well. So for example, if I went somewhere in between, let's say 28 years, well, now I would be paying $2,500 each month, and the total interest that I would be repaying would be $325,332 over the life of the loan. The other thing that's worth noting is that in the early years of the loan, you are paying more interest and less capital repayments. And in the later half of the loan, you are effectively paying down more of the capital and therefore paying less in terms of interest. So the early part of the loan is where the bank is receiving the greatest amount of money in terms of loan repayments, because of the bigger interest involved. Now, here is another way of looking at the same scenario. So once again, $500,000 at 4%. And what I've done here is to show the change in duration between 20 years and 30 years to pay it off, the total amount of interest that is paid. So at 30 years, the total amount of interest there is over $350,000. At 25 years, you can see it's well below $300,000. And for 20 years, it's below $250,000. And the other way to look at it is, what is the percentage of the principal outstanding? So for 30 years, the total interest represents about 70% of the principal. And in 20 years, it is well below So once again, it shows the fact that the greater the duration, the more interest that you would be paying. Now, the other way to think about it is, what would happen if, in fact, I went the other way and increased my loan repayments? Well, we can look at that too. So, for example, if I went really, really mad and decided to pay $5,000 a month, what happens then? Well, the first thing is the duration of the loan now drops to 10 years, and the total interest that I would be repaying would be $109,212 or thereabouts. Now, that is a very considerable change in the scenarios that we looked at previously. And I think this makes the very important point that the more that you can repay your mortgage off each month, the better it is in terms of the savings that you will make. And there's a rule of thumb around, for example, that if you repay your mortgage every 2 weeks rather than every 4 weeks, you can reduce the total amount of interest that you repay. And of course, if you make bigger repayments, then you save on interest. And even at low interest rates, this is still true. And I'll just give you one other scenario. We'll look at something in the middle. So at 16 years, the payments were $3,500 a month, and the total interest is $180,091. And just to set that in contrast again, let's go back to the 30-year view, where the total interest is $355,072 over 30 years. So my observation is simply this, that the bank may be doing you a favour by extending your term and essentially reducing your repayments just a little. But actually, the bank will be winning because they're going to be taking a lot more interest from you over the life of the loan. Now, it might be true that if you're in mortgage stress and a small reduction in repayments will help, that might be worth considering. But I would argue that this is not doing anybody any favours, simply extending the term of the loan. And I noticed that a couple of the viewers highlighted that they had had this change made without any reference to them first. Now, I'm a bit surprised at this because I would have thought a structural change to the term of the loan would require confirmation from the borrowers. So it's worth reading the small print. But the bottom line is this. Don't be misled. Extending the term of the loan is not necessarily a good deal. And in fact, and the best thing that you can do to improve your finances is to pay down the mortgage quicker than ever. The quicker you pay it down, the less interest you will pay, and the more freedom you will have, financially speaking, later. Now, that may not be very popular from a banker's perspective, but it looks like very robust advice, nevertheless. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.